You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You know how the old adage goes. There's nothing better than a Friday in the spring than a place to be in Iowa City. And that is our final stop of this week on the spring football tour here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. The focus today, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Friday, April 16th, and full of Friday energy we are as we head into this weekend, but not before we talk about Iowa spring football, and not before we are joined by one of our favorite guests on this podcast, Andrew Wade, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, is back to enlighten us on what the Hawks are doing this spring, how the practices are going, and there is a time for fans to go see those Iowa Hawkeyes tomorrow in person, in open practice throughout this spring ball to see what Kirk Ferentz and company are doing. Andrew Wade, a pleasure to have you here on this Friday, our final stop of the spring football tour this week.
It's a blast to be here, man. That intro was awesome. I loved it, man. I'm ready to go. No, glad to be here, man. Glad to talk to you. Last I checked, we haven't talked for almost a month, which I feel like was maybe about 3 weeks too long, but happy to be here talking some Iowa football. I've actually been doing some spring positional previews, so been ready to go for this for a while.
Now, remind me of who you had on your podcast throughout the 2020 Big Ten football season. Was it Matt Vanderberg?
It was, yep. Matt was on every single Sunday/Monday. He'll be back this next season as long as things aren't too crazy in the household with him and the missus. They just have their baby is due, I think, in like the next week.
So, oh, congrats to the Vanderbergs.
Yeah, so if you're in the Iowa City area, you see Matt, make sure you give him a beer or a hug because he's probably going through some tough times now as a new father. But yeah, no, hopefully the plan is to have him back on. And I'm hoping to actually meet Matt in person this year when I actually get to go to some Iowa football games. So I'm excited.
And you are soon to be an Iowa grad student, so the black and gold runs through your veins. And now we look back on the 2020. Yeah, you are. We look back on the 2020 season for Iowa. They started off 0-2, but then won their final six games of the Big Ten season. Probably the hottest team, six or five games. Now that I'm just saying that,
six games.
I was right. Yep. Trust yourself, Ben. They won their final six games of the Big Ten football regular season. In my mind, the hottest team in all of the Big Ten conference to end out 2020. Do you think they can carry some of that momentum into these spring workouts?
I don't think so. And the reason why I say that is I think the momentum doesn't really carry in general when you're going into the spring. The type of practice they have is less about installing the offense, less about doing those kind of things, and more about just developing a lot of the younger guys. Like the biggest thing they have to do is work on their weaknesses. And I think anytime you're doing that, you're going to have some sloppy football. You have a lot of new guys rotating in and out. We've actually heard from most of the assistant coaches at this point. And one of the big things they talk about is the defensive line. You're replacing three starting defensive linemen. There's no way you can have a spring practice, have good momentum, and have a strong defensive line when you're replacing a Davion Nixon, a Chauncey Golson. Both are going to be draft picks. So that can be very tough to do. So, yeah, I mean, I guess the momentum to me, just it's not carrying into it, but I am excited going into spring practice to see what can happen from a growth perspective because there is some growth that needs to happen for Iowa to be a contender in the Big Ten next year.
I think one of the biggest places they need growth is at that quarterback position with Spencer Petras. Where do you think is the biggest room for improvement for Spencer this spring?
Yeah, so we actually heard from Spencer a couple of days ago, and he was very – basically, he did say, screw off to all the Iowa fans. Like, I don't care what you say. I'm going to be working on what I want to work on, which I thought was kind of funny. But he basically said the two biggest things he needs to work on is he said he wants to get the ball out of his hands within 2.5 seconds, which – I understand that, but what I think that actually translates to is pre-snap reads and understanding where he's going to go with the ball before he actually gets the ball in his hands. That will speed up some of your mental processing time, understanding what the defense is doing, understanding how to call plays at the line of scrimmage. So that's kind of how I interpreted that. The other thing is just in general accuracy and being able to throw out of the pocket more accurately, as we saw last year and as we noticed by Iowa wide receivers and how they continually were pissed off that balls were thrown in the dirt or thrown above their head, or, oh my God, we have another wide open Amir Smith-Marset and the ball's overthrown. I mean, God, Amir handled that about as well as you could, considering that could have hurt his draft stock if people didn't realize just how good of a wide receiver he actually is. But the accuracy is a big thing, and it sounds like he's improving that. Kind of interesting, Tyrone Tracy spoke to the media as well.
Right.
And they asked him, like, what is Spencer Petras working on? What are your thoughts on Spencer? And Tyrone literally said he wasn't very accurate in the fall. But he's a lot more accurate now. And I was like, wow, you just really chucked him under the bus there. Everything we were thinking, but like to hear your starting number one wide receiver say that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was very funny to see Tyrone Tracy be that transparent in his post-spring practice media availability, pretty much saying, yeah, what all of you are saying and what we have heard about Spencer Petras and his accuracy issues in 2020, yeah, they were bad, but he's fixed them. And now he puts the ball where it exactly needs to be. At least that's been the case so far throughout spring ball for the Iowa Hawkeyes. As we flip to the other side, the defensive side of the ball, like you mentioned, some big gaps to fill up front along that defensive line. Do you think that is the biggest issue for Iowa as they head into the spring and then into summer workouts as well?
The biggest issue on defense or the biggest issue overall? Yeah, on defense, undoubtedly. Yeah, but I think that also is just a given, right? Because they have everyone back in their secondary. They return five guys with starting experience, and they added a freaking phenom from Northern Iowa who should have been with them from the get-go, but he just didn't want to walk on, which I understand, you know, scholarships and all that fun stuff, Xavier Johnson. But the linebacker spot loses Nick Neiman. That is a loss, don't get me wrong, but I am very excited about what the linebacker crew can do. What we saw from Seth Benson and Jack Campbell is – sorry, Xavier Williams, not Xavier Johnson. I was just looking that up. But what we saw from the linebacker group last year with Seth Benson and Jack Campbell, they are going to be studs. And behind them, you got a former four-star in Justin Jacobs. You got Jay Higgins, who is incredibly underrated going into the recruiting cycle. So, yeah, when you have that much experience and strength returning, and then you have a defensive line who's replacing an All-American, another draft pick, and another guy who's going to end up on a roster probably as a UDFA, that's tough. You also got to factor in the fact they lost three guys the year before, and they lost three guys the year before that. So in the last 3 years, a developmental football program has lost nine defensive linemen. Now, all that being said, the guys they have coming in, if they can play up to their ceiling, will be incredibly strong. And also, whereas typically a defensive line is your secondary's best, best friend, because they get pressure, it forces the quarterbacks to get the ball out quickly. The secondary is very strong, so hopefully they can also hold their coverage a little bit longer, give that young defensive line some time to grow and get to the quarterback. So yeah, that's definitely the biggest weakness coming into this offseason, but I think they'll be pretty solid again, man. Phil Parker's defense, I would not be surprised if it's top 10 again.
And do you think that the players they have returning, the returning production they have on the defensive side of the ball, obviously with the strength in the secondary, that fits Phil Parker's system? He runs the 4-2-5, if I'm not mistaken. Do you think that works well for how he wants to orchestrate Iowa's defense?
No, without a doubt. I mean, all these guys have been there for several years. The fact that Matt Hankins came back, which was kind of a surprise. We didn't expect Matt Hankins to return, coming back for a fifth year. He wanted to just grow his body, and he said he just wanted to get better, and there was a lot of things needed to develop. And the fact that he chose to get more development at Iowa as opposed to going to the NFL, I think speaks volumes about what kind of a coach Phil Parker is, both from an overall defensive perspective, but also from a secondary perspective. So yeah, I mean, they all fit the scheme perfectly. We're ready to go. And defensive line-wise, I mean, there's a lot of guys there. People might not know the names. They haven't paid a lot of attention, but there's some big, big guys who can make some big-time plays, and I'm really excited about it. And ideally, this might be the first year in 4 years where we don't lose three freaking defensive linemen, so that'll be really fun.
So spring football is the focus here, obviously, of our spring football tour. Today, a stop in Iowa City. Our guy, Locked On Hawkeyes host Andrew Wade, bringing the heat for your Friday to take you in with great energy on this final stop of the week into your weekend. And if you're watching sports this weekend, whether it be the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline also, although it's spring football here, has updated odds and props for the NFL draft. And I say updated because there has been some movement with a guy hailing from the glorious Big Ten Conference, that being former Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. Of course, all the smoke about Justin Fields, how his draft stock had dropped rapidly because of all these false narratives that I have ranted about time and again on this podcast being untrue and damning to Justin Fields, but they have not really been damning, because if you look at the draft odds on betonline.ag, the third pick overall, the odds have shifted dramatically. Mac Jones was the staunch favorite earlier this week, really just yesterday. Now, on Friday, heading into Friday, Justin Fields is the heavy favorite for the third pick overall on betonline.ag at minus 180. Mac Jones is in plus money now at plus 120. Justin Fields, the heavy favorite to be selected third overall in the 2021 NFL draft, according to our friends and partners at betonline.ag. BetMGM.ag at minus 180. So whether it's real-time updated odds and props or wagers you want to make in the professional realm, anything you can imagine is there for you at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So we are focused on spring football here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. But if you want news outside of the Big Ten, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes each and every single day with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. I guess you could call me a local expert because I was on Locked On Today just 2 days ago talking about the new NCAA one-time transfer rule that has been officially passed, allowing NCAA athletes in football, men's and women's basketball, men's ice hockey, all that good stuff, baseball as well, to use a one-time transfer rule where they do not have to sit out for a year at whatever new school they go to. It opens up a lot of possibilities in the college athletics realm. This was expected for a while. It is now officially passed by the NCAA. So you can get all that type of sports news on the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Back here on the Locked On Big Ten show, it is our final stop of the spring football tour this week. We are in Iowa City talking about the black and gold with Andrew Wade. Speaking with Andrew Wade on this Friday, bringing the energy all about spring football and spring practices for the Iowa Hawkeyes. He is the host of Locked On Hawkeyes. If you're not listening to him, you are doing yourself a disservice here in the Big Ten Conference because Andrew is one of my finest friends across the entire Locked On podcast network. So, Andrew, you talked about how they lost some production along that defensive line. Obviously, Davion Nixon, the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten in 2020, is gone. But I asked you, do you think that's the biggest issue? And then you clarified on the defensive side of the ball, do you think losing that production along the defensive line is the biggest overall issue for the Iowa Hawkeyes heading into 2021?
I don't. I actually think it's offensive line. And I mean, okay, quarterback's the easy answer here, right? Because we saw what happened last year. I think if Spencer Petras could hit anyone on any route, we are 8-0.
And all right, Tyrone Tracy, we get it. He wasn't good accurate once. Yeah.
He was – God, I just like looked – it's just so frustrating because so many years I watch Iowa football and you're like, oh, my God, there was one dumb play, just one stupid thing there. There was one stupid play away from going undefeated or one bad game against Iowa State from being a premier team. And they somehow the cookie just always crumbles wrong. Sometimes,
I mean, think about the start in 2020 for the Iowa Hawkeyes to lose to Purdue by 4 points in the season opener. I think it was 4 in that season opener. And then a very close game against Northwestern where Iowa was shut out in the second half. I mean,
after
had those games
21-0 lead.
Yeah, I know. Had things gone just slightly differently, Iowa could be 8-0 in contention for the college football playoff. And as the Big Ten West champions taking on Ohio State in that Big Ten title game. However, that's how the saying goes. You don't look back. You don't say what if. We look to the future, and that's what we do here on the spring football tour. So as you were saying, Andrew Wade, before I interrupted you, the offensive line is an area of concern for Iowa moving forward.
I mean, to be fair, you deserve to interrupt me because I went on a rant that was not on the question, and here I am again. But the offensive line, you have Tyler Linderbaum at center, so that's fantastic. You have a lot of really, really good young guys. This offensive line is going to be set for years to come when they figure out what that rotation or what that offensive line looks like. My biggest concern, and I've been harping on this a lot, if you listen to Locked On Hawkeyes, is Jack Plum at tackle concerns the living hell out of me. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word. So living heck out of me, excuse me, but
sure. You already Jack did. I'm not editing it. So,
all right, cool. Yeah. So we're here. Done. Did. All right, cool. Jack Plum last year got a couple games he started in, and he was atrocious. When you look at the – so I watched the games. The next day I watched them again. I, you know, drafted all – usually I'm drinking when I watch the game the first time. So the second time I actually go down and actually, like, write down all the things I need to figure out, like, what I'm looking for. I'm kind of taking notes. I'm drinking, but like it's more of like, hey, dummy, go watch this again. And then I talked to Matt about it. We talked about a few things. And then I go look at what the PFF stats said as well. PFF is not the end-all be-all, but PFF is a nice little supplemental tool. So what I noticed when Jack Plum started, he was consistently getting beat. The guy who he was supposed to be blocking was consistently getting pressure on Spencer Petras. And I go back, I watch tape, I'm like, yeah, that's what happened. Go back to PFF, and sure enough, he was the worst graded offensive lineman Iowa had. And granted, he came into Iowa as a tight end, but I don't see it. He was listed as number one tackle. That's fine. I honestly would almost just rather see a younger guy get some opportunities there. That being said, the fact that we do have so many strong young offensive linemen, I mean, Iowa doesn't recruit a lot of four stars, but they are loaded along that offensive line with four stars just waiting for some time. I'm not worried about it if they have to switch out of Jack Plum, but there's just a lot of unknowns, man. I cannot accurately name you, or I cannot give you a single starter outside of Tyler Linderbaum. I can tell you who I think is going to start, but I can't even tell you which position because they're rotating them so much around. They're so versatile. It's kind of tough, but yeah. So Cody Ink, probably a guy. Kyler Schott's a guy. Justin Britt. Where do they all play? Guards, one of the tackle spots. Maybe, you know, Cody slides inside. Who knows? But the tackles are probably my biggest concern at this point.
And that's a little bit unusual for an Iowa Hawkeyes team that prides themselves on the hog mollies up front. But I think you're right. They have enough talent and depth there that they'll figure a scheme out to have that starting five that hopefully can play well together throughout the 2021 college football season. And please do not knock Andrew Wade for what he said there. He is a consummate professional. He goes back and watches the game again to bring you the best content. You just know that he likes to enjoy an adult beverage while he watches his team play, and that's what all fans do. That's why we love sports. Andrew Wade, that's why I love you. So I will ask this.
Appreciate that.
One of the biggest concerns we have is for Iowa is that offensive line that you mentioned right there. But as we look at the other side of the coin, what do you think is the best overall position group returning for the Iowa Hawkeyes next season?
Secondary. Done.
Okay.
I mean, Bill Parker's secondary is just so phenomenal. Part of that scheme, part of it's the players.
One final stop of this week. The virtual bus has been humming along all throughout the Big Ten Conference. We switched divisions this week. We went from the Big Ten East to the Big Ten West. How do you think we kept the energy up? You know the answer. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Built Bar. I hope you did. I can't hear you, but you can hear me. I hope you said Built Bar because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. Pretty much each and every day, I'm on the virtual bus by myself to start off whatever trip I'm making for the spring football tour. For my opening day breakfast, I open a Built Bar. I eat that. At the end of the night when I'm sitting back relaxing and chilling for like a dessert aspect, I have another Built Bar. I'm at two a day here on the spring football tour because that's what Built Bar provides. It's great nutrients and even better flavor. It is incredibly delicious. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. All the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew, and they are perfect for the health-conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The Built Bars are healthy. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, and high in fiber. All the good stuff you could want to keep you feeling good. None of the bad stuff that bogs you down. We don't have time for that on the spring football tour. So head to BuiltBar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order when you use that promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So today, the final stop of this week on the spring football tour. Next week is our final week on the spring football tour, but also starting Monday next week, it will be the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team are making trades and picking the next stars of their organization. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matters to you. That's Odyssey, AUDACY. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 starts next week on Monday, April 19th. On April 19th for us, it will be another stop on the Big Ten spring football tour, but our final week of it, and then we transfer over to the 2021 NFL draft. But right now, it's Iowa City. It's the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's a Friday on the spring football tour.
You return, so you have Matt Hankins, a guy who has started the game, and at this point, he'll start a game in five years for Iowa. He'll have started the game, which is pretty impressive. Riley Moss is a guy who some people get down on, but I actually really like when he's gotten beat over top, which is not a very common thing. He's a very fast guy, but when he's gotten beat over top, he's in great covers. It just, we have some good wide receivers in the Big Ten that make some good catches. I actually really like Riley Moss. At the safety position, you got Jack Kerner, who is an all Big Ten guy. Kayvon Merriweather is a guy who was actually quoted by Raymond Braithwaite. Ray, Braywith. Yeah, I'm like, I've struggled with the name. Our head strength and conditioning coach, Kayvon's a guy who is stepping up in the weight room and really becoming a leader. You love to see that from a guy who's been able to start games in two seasons but kind of struggled to stay in that lineup. Then you have Dane Belton, who is a guy that I'm really excited to watch break out. He started games as a true freshman in a position that is kind of vague. It's just – it's kind of a dime backer spot. It's our new, you know, it's our new cash position. He started position, right. Games there. I thought he looked really good in man coverage, even though his job is not necessarily to stay in man coverage in that position. And then you got a factor and you have Terry Roberts, who is a phenomenal gunner and been trying to get some playing time. Jamari Harris. And then Xavier Williams, dude, Xavier Williams is a guy who thought about going to the NFL draft and he chose to come here. You have 8 or 9 starting caliber guys in that secondary. I mean, there's not a lot of secondaries you can say match up with that. There's not a lot of secondaries that return 5 starters, and not a lot of secondaries are coached by Phil Parker. And by that, I mean none. Phil Parker is the GOAT, the best secondary coach in all of college football. So yeah, dude, strength, without a doubt, secondary. I'm pumped to watch them just lead the nation in picks again.
I'm just surprised you didn't say Torrey Taylor, the Australian punter who won the Big Ten Punter of the Year Award in 2020. I think he has potential to be a Heisman candidate if he continues to punt the way he did in 2020. I'll just say that and endear myself to Iowa Twitter because I love Torrey Taylor, and I think he will have a spectacular 2021. Andrew Wade, your response.
Yeah, you know how to get Iowa Twitter faithful going, man. Because, dude, Torrey Taylor, he spoke to the media, and he's just a funny guy. Like, what he doesn't know about American football, like, flabbergasts me every time he talks. I'm like, how did you not know those things? Like, you don't realize how elementary his education is in American football right now. He's just so new to the game. But he did – gosh, what was he saying the other day? So I'm drawing a complete blank. Oh,
I read something about a spiral. He really wants to kick a spiral.
He doesn't even know how to kick it the way American football players kick it. But that isn't what I'm talking about. So he mentions, like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to play in front of fans. It should be a lot of fun. He's like, I realize when the punter comes in the field, not a lot of fans are happy because usually that means your offense did something bad. And my response to that was, you don't know Iowa football player fans yet because they love punting, man. We get going for punts. Like, if you could tell me we could get a first down on a regular run, or we could have Torrey Taylor boom the ball 50 yards and Terry Roberts lays the guy out, or top we flip corner. The script, or we get a fumble recovery. Like, I'll take that every freaking day. I love watching Torrey Taylor punt. I think he's going to realize, like, people are going to be excited to watch our punter come on the field. He said he wanted to average 45 yards last year. He's like, oh, I didn't hit my goal. I'm like, dude, what were you trying to accomplish? Like, you were a Ray Guy semifinalist. Like, that's pretty darn good for a guy who had never played American football until his first game in Iowa football team.
I'm going to be honest. I had one more question to ask you, but I think we have to end it there. On a Friday on the spring football tour, talking about punting, that is the Big Ten at its essence and at its core. So I think we end it there. I don't really care what you had to say about Iowa's prospects for the 2021 season. We're far away from that. We got to get through the end of spring football. We got to get through summer workouts. We got to get through fall camp. Yes, Iowa will be contending for the top spot in the Big Ten West with Wisconsin. There it is. That's how we'll end the show, but we mainly end it with Torrey Taylor, the GOAT, the right leg, incredibly strong, and Big Ten football at its core, punting, and how excited Iowa and Big Ten fans will be. And we ended this stop on the spring football tour, this week on the spring football tour, with our guy Andrew Wade, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes, with incredible information and some hype talking about punting to bring you into your weekend. Andrew Wade, thank you very much for your time.
I appreciate it, man. When you were pointing at the camera, it looked like you were looking straight into my soul. So I appreciate that enthusiasm. Yeah. But yeah, no, happy to be here, man. Happy to talk Iowa football anytime.
This is going to make some great YouTube content. If you are not subscribing to the Locked On Big Ten YouTube channel, do that now so you can hear all of our conversations about punting and what that means for Big Ten football moving forward. Andrew Wade, have a great weekend. Enjoy an adult beverage or two.
I will, Ben. Don't you worry about me, man.
Now, that was one of my favorite endings to an episode we have ever recorded here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. So many thanks to Andrew Wade, the host of Locked On Hawkeyes. What better way to send you off into your weekend than a conversation about punting the football within the Big Ten Conference this early on in the spring, on the spring football tour? It does not get any better than that. So this was our final stop of the week on the spring football tour. One final stop this week in Iowa City, but still 5 programs to go within the Big Ten West. When we get back on Monday, we move move over to Madison, Wisconsin. And joining us to talk all about Wisconsin football during this spring practice is going to be a guy you have heard before on this podcast, but we officially indoctrinated into the Locked On Podcast Network's Big Ten community on Monday. That is right. If you are listening to this, that will be Ben Kenny, one of the new hosts of Locked On Badgers. He and Asher Lowe have started their thing, co-hosting that great program all about the Wisconsin Badgers. Ben Kenny has been on the show before, but this will be his first time as an official member of the Locked On Podcast Network, the newest co-host of the Locked On Badgers podcast. So when we talk on Monday, it's all about Wisconsin football. It is going to be a great final week of the spring football tour before we turn our attention to the NFL draft. But before all of that, before we get to Monday, have a splendid weekend. Thank you.